This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
He shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's got a looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're still with us right now, I'm impressed and I appreciate it. Because that was an awful contest of sports as the A's lost 12-1. I talked about yesterday, and I'll ask Vince here in a second. I talked about in June, it's about, you know, finding some pieces, finding guys that, you know, you can move. I mean, you got to be competitive. Are these games competitive? Was this a competitive effort in back-to-back nights? It wasn't. 0-2 in June. And that's really tough to say, Vince, because I don't want to say it because we like everybody involved, but that's really like the worst thing you can say about a team is when they're not competing and they're not competitive.
Well, you're right, Tony. I mean, first of all, yeah, are they trying? Absolutely they're trying. Do the A's have the same kind of firepower or ability that the teams that they face? Really not at this point. They don't. And when your pitching performs like it did today, you know, when your starter's knocked out in the third inning, everything else just has a real sour taste in your mouth. And look, the A's faced Houston, Seattle, Houston, Atlanta. You knew how good those staffs were, and they proved it against the A's, even though Oakland won 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. I don't know what's going to happen with this Marlins staff, but I'll tell you, at least against the Athletics, the first 2 days, Edward Cabrera and Eury Pérez have been very impressive. And the A's haven't even seen the Cy Young Award winner, and that's tomorrow with Alcantara. So it's a challenge, and the A's are up against it, you know, day in and day out. And where they go from here, I've thought at times they've already reached maybe the lowest of the lows. I wonder if today is another one of those situations where you reevaluate and say maybe this was the day that was as close to the bottom as you can get, and where the A's go from here remains to be seen.
Please tell me, because I don't have dinner reservations. I've got nothing to do tonight. I just got misery ahead of me all the way. I want give me some. Please tell me you got something going on tonight there in South Beach.
I'll tell you this, Townie. I will disappear from the game of baseball. I will take my head away. I will try to put a smile on my face. I'll have a social beverage in my hand.
Nice.
And wake up and prepare and try to do it again tomorrow. I mean, Townie, look, when I tell kids all the time that send us, you know, their work and hoping to at one day to be fortunate enough to do what we've done for years, which is work in Major League Baseball, don't send me your greatest hits. Don't send me, you know, when you've won 7 games in a row. Don't send me your no-hitter call. Send me today's game. How do you entertain me on a day like this when your team is struggling like the A's are? How do you find ways to keep people tuned into the game? And as tough as it was, there's always stuff you write down in your book before the game, Tony. You hope that the game has enough things that are compelling that keeps your attention strictly on the field. That was not the case today. And we, you know, Alex and I basically emptied the tank on everything we wrote down, trying to go back and forth on stuff that had nothing to do with the game on the field, but had some connection to the A's or to the Marlins or to the East Bay, and that's the best we could do today.
Well, tomorrow I want your best Orange Bowl moments.
You know what? I've got a few. I'll be more than happy to share those with you.
I remember when Dr. Tom Osborne and the Nebraska Cornhuskers
I was there.
Couldn't beat the Miami Hurricanes.
I literally was there for 2 Orange Bowls working for NBC Radio. I got plenty for you tomorrow if that's what you want.
Well, we'll do them tomorrow at 10 a.m. our time, my friend. You have a good evening.
All right, Tony. Thanks. Appreciate it.
The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I mean, you have to laugh. I mean, you really have to laugh. I mean, we're talking 13 straight road losses. We're talking 1-24 in day games. There's nothing that I'm going to say in this show that is going to matter. I mean, you've said it all. I mean, we're in June. And you're at a point, and it's the worst point you can get. Losing, winning, there's always going to be a winner and a loser. That's always going to be here. It's how pro sports works. The worst trait you can have, doesn't matter the sport, doesn't matter the team, the worst trait you can have is you're not competitive. You can lose and you get beat and you can, I mean, that happens. There's always going to be good teams and there's always going to be bad teams. That's just, it's always, it doesn't matter if you talk about the NBA, the NFL, hockey, just the way it is. But when it gets to a point to where you're just not, you're not competitive and you're not really competing. Like, there was nothing about today's game that says this was competitive. And I keep saying that I'm not going with all the excuses. See, to me, it's easy to make the excuses, right? Then immediately, it's about payroll. Well, let's go up and down the lineup right now. We never had a problem when Ramon Laureano was playing for a playoff team. He's played in the playoffs before. Seth Brown came up in the organization when things were going good. Jace Peterson is a veteran player. Tony Kemp has played on some very good teams. I mean, night after night, if he had a Letmus Diaz, he just got a World Series ring. So you can't sit here and blame. Yes, you can, but that's just easy and cheap. That's the cheap way out. And not holding people accountable. I mean, face it, Ruiz, this is a guy a lot of people have wanted. I mean, I can go down the line and say, you know what, stop making the excuses. There's no way, even if you wanted me to buy into, wow, God, look at the payroll. I get it. They still should have more than 12 wins. No matter what the payroll, you could be paying everybody the minimum, and you should have more than 12 wins. A highly skilled AAA team would probably have more than 12 wins. Easily. Something's wrong. It's just everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And then you dealt with that for 2 months. Now you're at the point of you're not competing. I mean, are we really going to sit here and say the Marlins are a great team and, oh, boy, you're just running into a juggernaut? It's tough not to laugh. Like, what else you got? We're past anger, right? You're past anger. You're now at the point of, okay, what are you going to do? Because you still have the rest of June. You've got July, you got August, you've got September. Because in the back of everybody's mind, there's been this belief that, okay, it's going to turn around. Okay, it's going to turn around. Once you got through May and you look up and it's June 3rd, it hasn't turned around. Like I said, 13 straight losses on the road, 1-24 in day games. You were happy to get the two against the Braves, which were great, and we enjoyed. But, man, I don't know how the front office is going to handle this. I don't know how the coaching staff's going to handle it. I don't know how Mark Kotze is going to handle it. We're at the beginning of June. and all the cutesy, shticky things that have been being said on all the broadcasts and stuff like that, like that, that's getting old. Like, everything's getting old really fast. You know, you want to be positive. You want to support the guys. You know they're working hard, but at some point, okay. It's June 3rd. I can't say it enough. It's June 3rd. You've got a full month of baseball left before you hit July. All-star break is a long way away. Trading deadline is a long way away. We're not even in the dog days of summer yet. Just think about that. We're not even in the dog days. Can you imagine what September's going to look like? August? August playing in the heat in the Midwest and the Northeast and in the South? Man. That's what I'm saying. Nothing's cute anymore. The shtick, the cutesy stuff, all that. From broadcasters to interviews to, I mean, all of it's just like, as someone who consumes this every day, I'm just like, whoa. Whoa. What's going on? When so, that's what I'm saying. You can't dress something up that's not competitive. You just can't. The number is 833-625-2278. Tough one. As the A's lose to the Marlins 12-1. And the good news is the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner has not been throwing the ball well. So you got that going for you. And we'll talk about it next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, A's fans, you know that running your own business is a slugfest every day. That's why businesses have been counting on Mechanics Bank since 1905. From operating lines of credit to equipment and real estate loans, they can help build your lineup to meet today's challenges and prepare for tomorrow's opportunities. Stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com today. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All loans subject to program eligibility and credit approval.
2-1 pitch. Lede swings, lines it to the gap in right center field. Nobody's there. That's up the alley. That is going to roll to the wall. Lede is around first, cruising into second base with a one-out double. His second two-base hit in as many games in his return to South Florida.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
I guess you could say that was a positive. If you're searching for some positives, we're going to point out, well, hey, Lede had a double. Langeliers had a double. Ruiz had a double. Nota with a couple base hits and a walk. But you can't. It's tough to live on that every night, right? Like, how is it? Hey, Nota. Nota went 2-for-4 tonight with a walk. That on-base percentage. It's tough. But Medina is just puzzling. How your stuff could be that electric. And I know Scott Emerson talked about they've been working on some things, but he just all of a sudden got so hittable so fast. And they just pounced on him. And what does it all start with? To all the kids out there listening, what did this all start with? A walk. A walk. You can't defend a walk. Walks are death. Now, every once in a while, you pitch around a guy, you young pitchers. You will have to pitch around a guy. There's just a guy. It's a bad situation. You don't want to deal with it. You got to pitch around him. But if you walk guys, it starts innings. It's like kindling. You want to get your fire going? Walk people. It's lighter fluid. I can't get this thing to light. Well, go get your lighter fluid. It'll light. Well, it's the same thing. I can't score any runs. Walk people. See what happens. Walking people is straight lighter fluid on a camping trip. What happens? Walk. Then it goes double, double, base hit, sack fly, base hit. And your goose is cooked. Once again, you get an out. Segura pops up. This is the bottom of the second inning. Segura pops up. He's been brutal this year, but he pops up. Foul territory. And then you walk a guy. And then after that, you're done. Double, double, base hit, sack fly, base hit. Now, when you only score one run and you get shut out last night, you're not really – I mean, once again, you're just not competitive. So it's like there's not much to really say there. You've scored two or fewer runs in 13 of the last 15 games. So you're not getting pitching. You're not getting hitting. And if you ever get one or the other, they never seem to go together. It's just really, it's happened twice. Twice in Kansas City, twice at home against the Atlanta Braves. But one of the things you can look at when you're watching a game like this today, if some of you even hung around long enough, is when your starting pitcher goes out and is brutal, I mean, you just take the air out of everything. This is starting to be what one of the problems with this team is when negativity starts to happen, you already know this is we're losing. We're done. Right? Teams that have confidence, teams that have good feelings, teams, they get down a few runs and they think, oh, no big deal. We got seven innings left. Teams like this get down four runs, three runs, and they know it's over. See, that's this mentality that's with this club right now, that everything is so negative. That's why I'm saying all the let's still have fun and do our shtick and do all this, like, that's not working. Because the product on the field is telling us they're not having fun. I don't want to hear that these guys like each other. I don't want to hear these guys are playing cards and they're friends and they go out and they have dinner. Nobody cares. Because when they put the uniforms on, they get in the dugout. The minute one bad thing happens, they're all hanging their heads and they know you're done. And it's just, at times, there's this stuff that you know, I'll say, you know what, you always, if you want to do criticism, you criticize the guys you really like. You criticize the guys you believe in. That's not low-hanging fruit. You know how much I love Nota and Ruiz. I love Ruiz. I love Nota. Like Nota getting his base hit, his last base hit in the ninth inning. You're down 12-1, and you round first base, and you look into the dugout, and you give the little cutesy hand signal back to everybody, which is now the norm in baseball. Everybody has some type of hand signal back to the dugout. I watch that. You know what? I'm probably talking to myself. I understand this. I'm probably talking to myself, and I'm probably the only one still watching the game at that point. But if you are out there and you watched it, you'd have to be like, what are you doing? You're doing cutesy hand signals to the dugout and you're down 12-1? Like, read the room, man. You're down 12-1 and you're giving hand signals. It's like you're down 8-1 and finally someone hits a home run and you're breaking out the Thor hammer? What? You've lost 13 straight games on the road and you have a Thor hammer? The fact that you even have a Thor hammer is unbelievable, let alone you bust it out. I don't know what to do. Now, have I been through something like this before? Yeah, I did that 1-15 Raiders season. That was really bad. But in football, you know, you play like this, you're going to get the number one pick in the draft. And you know the way it works, you can just can everybody. Football, you just replace the entire roster. Now, technically with this team, that could happen too. And there's just a couple of guys who have contracts, and none of them are that big that you couldn't walk away from them. But these weekly interviews and these interviews with Mark Kotze and with David Force, they're going to be interesting because it's going to be like, as I mentioned, you got all this time left. You've got a lot of games. Mike, how much more of this as professionals can people take? Because there is, I would love to find something I could say, what's the positive from today and yesterday? You got shut out yesterday and you scored one today. The fact that Trevor May threw a scoreless inning, knowing what he's been battling off the field, and that he's been throwing the ball better, okay, I'll go with that. Nick Allen played some solid defense today, no question. I mean, so there's real, real little things, but, man. I'll tell you what, watching Arise play, I talked about this on Friday, that there's two guys in this series that remind you of playing in the 80s. One, obviously, is Ruiz stealing bags, and Luis Arraez, guy's hitting 390. What a day he had. 5-for-5, 3 doubles. Man, this is stuff Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs and Rod Carew used to do. George Brett, 390? Got a long way to go, but you're hitting 390 in June. That is super impressive. That's amazing. I love seeing that. I hate seeing him do that against the A's. But I got to tell you, watching a guy hitting 390 right now, I mean, you saw George Brett take 400 pretty deep. He ended the season at 390. Tony Gwynn ended at 394 in the strike-shortened season, and he was climbing. But he finished at 394. I mean, you've seen certain guys get really high up there in batting average. It's a treat to watch this guy. And, oh, yeah, he's got an OPS of 926. He doesn't hit home runs. You know what he does? He's a productive-ass player. That's what he is. And I'd take this guy any day of the week. He's got nowhere to play. Remember they were saying? When he was traded, he's got nowhere to play. Are the Marlins, are they 31-28 without this guy hitting 390 and doing what he's doing? I don't think so. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, Tony, man, some of the stuff you bring up, I think the same thing when I'm watching the game. You know, the flight to Miami was great. The playing cards are all upbeat. You know what? You're still 12-46. what's there to be upbeat about? And in the little hand thing when you're down 12-1 because you got a base hit, I mean, I don't know. It's really frustrating, you know. And like I say though, I've DFA'd the Comcast broadcast team. What I've been doing is I've been syncing the A's cast with the TV when I'm not watching others. Today I couldn't do it because I was watching OU softball. But man, they're sunshine pumpers. They're telling me, you know, this is a bad year, and they're telling, oh, this is positive. This is, you know, this is great. And no one said anything about how shallow Ruiz was playing on when Arraez knocked that double over his head. Man, was he shallow or was he shallow on that thing?
Oh, I actually texted our radio team because on TV he was shallow. There was some hesitation. Didn't look like a great route. And then he almost got it. So it's like if there's not hesitation and it's a better route and he's not so shallow, he catches that ball. And now that's not three runs. So basically I say, hey, I'm watching it on TV. I texted our broadcasters and they saw what I saw. So yeah, I mean, but right now, if you criticize certain things with certain people, they're going to give you a million excuses. But yeah, I mean, those are things that certain plays have to be made. And if you don't make it, once again, it's stuff like that. That all of a sudden that ball drops, here comes three runs, and the whole dugout's going ball game over. Like every little thing has to go right for this team to win games. And I am all for letting Ruiz stay in center and just let the struggles happen. Let him learn. Let him learn how to play it. Let's see if he can play it long term. I got into this with Shooty Babbitt the other day at NBC. I'm like, okay, but I'm going to recognize he's not good in center. I'm going to recognize that. Everybody wants to blow smoke right now, and I know they even said on the broadcast today that, oh, he's playing a good center. No, he's not. But I'm willing to sit back in a year like this and say, hopefully the kid learns. But instincts aren't something that are always learned. I mean, a great example is, not all doctors or lawyers or not all highly skilled professionals are the same. Certain doctors are better than others. Well, they all went to medical school, but certain doctors are better than others because they got instincts and they're really good at it. And others don't have great instincts. But they all went to law school. They all went to medical school. But some guys and some gals are just better than others because they're special. And they've got those instincts and it's stuff that they didn't learn at medical school or they didn't learn at law school. So not all lawyers, not all doctors are created equal. Well, that's the same thing of ball players. Not all ball players, not all athletes. And it's not always the guys who are the best athletes. I was thinking about this the other day. Two of the greatest receivers of all time. I'll give you three. Jerry Rice, Freddie Biletnikoff, Steve Largent, I'll even throw in Tim Brown. Tim Brown was a Blazer, but he hurt his knee. But these guys, they weren't beating you in a 40-yard dash, but they had instincts. They were smart. They ran great routes. They had great hands. There's been plenty of guys who run under a 4.340 who sucked at wide receiver. They were drafted because of their athletic ability, but they didn't have instincts to play the game. You got to have the instincts to play the game. Doesn't matter the sport. You don't have to be the fastest point guard to be one of the best point guards. Got to have the instincts. Got to know how to run an offense. Not everybody has it.
Yeah.
But you know what? In a year like this, I'm willing to say, man, put Allen out there every single day. I'm willing to say, put Note at first every single day. Put the young guys out. Langoliers, put them behind the plate every day and let's see. Put Ruiz in center field. Put Blade. Put who's next? Get Diaz back up here. Get Geloff. Get Soderstrom. The kids from AA, bring them up too. I mean, you've already – by the way, the A's have already used 45 guys. We're just June 3rd, and it's 45 guys.
And see, and that's another thing. You know, they continually to run out guys. I mean, at second base again, playing at second base, hasn't had a hit, and what, he's got 0 for 20 or something. And Peterson, like I say, he'll get some of the young guys up. I mean, this season, it's not like we're going to go on a 50-game winning streak and get back in the playoff hunt. This season is pretty lost. So what we need to see is, you know, what's our future? What's it going to be like in 2024? So like you say, get them up here. And you know what? If you sign these guys and, you know, you're going to have to take a hit, you know, take that hit. But for them to continue to take playing time for players that are going to be there in 2024, some of these guys, we know they're not going to be here next year. So, you know what? Why let them take up playing time from guys that are going to be here next year and are going to be here in 2025? That's the frustrating thing about this, you know, and that's why some of the things that Kotze does, I just don't understand. And I don't know if it's his hands are tied or I don't know. You'd know better than I would. But
well, yeah, and there's always going to be things about when they want to call people up and start playing people and arbitration clocks and free agency clocks and all that kind of stuff. But at some point they've got – I mean, there's some point you can only watch this so much longer. Thank you, Joe. I mean, we all love Tony Kemp, and it's like we say this every night. We all love Tony Kemp. I mean, how many times have we said that? We all love Tony Kemp. He was 0 for 3. Tony Kemp's hitting 150. Is this all – I mean, clearly this all isn't Tony Kemp's fault, but that's just the point of you're still playing veteran guys, and he's hitting – this guy's hitting 130. Jace Peterson has a two-year contract. He's hitting 195. It's – I forget what Aledmys Diaz is hitting. He's in the 190s. I mean, it's rough. It's rough for the veteran guys. There's no doubt about it. Seth Brown has come off the IL. Seth Brown's back. Seth Brown, sweet. Oh, yeah. He's 0 for 4. He's batting .162. I mean, think about that. The guys that are actually doing something for you are the young guys. The older guys, Ramon Laureano's hitting .219 with a 665 OPS. You don't care about batting average. I know they care about OPS. Seth Brown's batting 162 with a 554 OPS. Jace Peterson is hitting 195 with a 573 OPS. Tony Kemp's hitting 150 with a 450 OPS. I mean, wow. I mean, wow. These are not the shows I want to do. I wanted this to be the little engine that could, that battled every night, right? That would have been a cool season. The little guy that fights every night, that fights you. And get some wins here and there, but fights you every night. Every night, tough as nails. And you're not getting that. What you're getting is a non-competitive performance too many times. Road Trip Mike, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
How you doing, Tony? You know,
miserable.
What sounds to happen?
I'm miserable.
Yeah, I can definitely understand what you're saying. And I'm with you all the way on the young guys. I talked with Noda tonight. You know, we talked about some at-bats yesterday and things, and his confidence is there. He just thinks, well, when they start taking me seriously with the strike zone, then it'll come along. But until then, I'm going to keep battling. And Ruiz, he played shallow played deep early on. Now he's playing shallow. He's going to learn how to play center field. He has to. Otherwise, what are our options? You know, we got to stick with the young guys. I'm with you all the way on that. And I am in Miami, and I'm watching these. I had a fan boo me earlier yesterday, and then one asked me, say, is anybody hitting over 300? You know, but we'll get there. And these fans weren't as kind as some of the others.
Yes, some of their fans gave you the business there in South Florida?
Oh, yes, they did. They gave it to me. So what did I do? I went to Key Largo. saw a great sunset, had a great dinner. Then I went jet skiing and came up here to Miami Beach and hit South Beach. So, hey, there's positives in everything.
Oh, you're damn right there is. I tell you what, I've been to South Beach, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of trouble you can get into with South Beach.
Yes, there is. Absolutely. And there are things that you see that you just shake your head at. But it's a good time. Had all morning there and all day, and I'm probably going to go there for dinner tonight. But if you ever come to South Florida, you got to go to Key Largo.
Well, I can tell you, I've seen stuff on South Beach that you look over and you go, you can't do that. That's not legal.
I saw that today.
Yeah, they do so. You go, you can't, that's not legal, but it's South Beach, and they have different rules in South Florida. There's no cool. Where are you going now, road trip? Where are you heading?
Well, I'm here for one more day, and I will be at tomorrow's game. Then I got to hightail it to Pittsburgh. I got 17 hours to make it for Monday's game.
Oh, what a letdown. You got to go from Miami to Pittsburgh?
Yes, exactly.
Ugh. God.
But the only thing I'm looking forward to is I wish I knew the name of the restaurant right next to the stadium that cooks a steak on a stone at your table. Because that's going to be a great meal.
Well, you know what? Call us when you're in Pittsburgh. Or call us tomorrow on your way there.
I most certainly will, Downey. You take care and the misery will go away.
I know. You know, I appreciate it. I texted this to my boss the other day, the great DA. The great Delaire. I said, you know what? I will never, ever take for granted a winning season again. I mean, seriously. You know how many people have called me over the years? We won 97 games. Well, we only were in the wild card, and then we lost in the wild card. Think about all the people that had that mentality. Of after 162 games, 6 months plus just a grind, to complain that they only won 97 games and they didn't make it out of the wild card. Now how's that aging? How does that type of entitlement feel now? Knowing that, your 97 wins isn't good enough, huh? 99, now you kind of know how Pirate fans were, speaking of Pittsburgh, and that's the next destination. Pittsburgh Pirate fans went 20 years. Their team was under 500 for 20 straight years. You just never thought that kind of stuff could happen. Well, it can. I will never, ever hold me to this. Mark the tape, Vince. Mark the tape. I will never take a winning season for granted again, even if it's a winning season and you don't make the playoffs. Like, let's just say it's 85 wins or 86 wins. I won't take that for granted. Never again. Could you be better than 86 and maybe get into the 90s and make the playoffs? Sure. But I'm always going to remember, you remember when it was 12-48? Never going to forget this. And I'm going to appreciate all the winning seasons that I've worked and really enjoyed. The number 833-625-2278. You want to call in? I'll get to you. All the calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam. At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract.
Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
Looking for a ride that's ecological and economical? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Gas mileage is great in Honda cars. I feel like I can still go long distances without having to pay a fortune each time I go fill up my gas.
So I do use the Honda as my commuter car, and it's really great because I only have to fill up once a week.
From Accord and CR-V hybrids to Civic and HR-V, there's a fuel-efficient Honda that's right for you. See your NorCal Honda dealer now. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
As average, getting a much-needed boost from 179 at the start today, the 220 standing in right now. He swings and squirts one off the left side of the mound. Backhanded by Allen, throws to first, dig by Noda, they do it again. Allen and Noda in tandem, they retire Joey Wendell. Spectacular defensive effort by the A's inner defense.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Number is 833-625-2278. Pauly B on the mound tomorrow against Sandy Alcantara, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner, but he has struggled this year. 4.93 ERA. It's going to be early. Get up early. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's going on, Johnny?
You know what? I appreciate all of you who are showing up on a Saturday night after the A's lost 12-1.
This is almost getting unwatchable. This is, and I go back to the conversation you had with David Forst. I think it was Wednesday. When last year, when asked about bringing guys from AA to the majors, it was an absolute quick no. But after my conversation with Bobby Crosby and his reaction, and David Forst said, well, we've talked, and he named the big four by name, and I watched them play here in Corpus Christi. They all four stick together. All four play a good brand of baseball. Billy's done it before. It's time. Like you said, you love your vets, but good God, they're not even hitting their, you know, their body weight. It's time to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know it's going to happen. That's why I use the analogy of the ripping off the Band-Aid. You know it's going to hurt, but you just got to do it. It's like, you know this is going to happen. Like, are you really going to carry this into July? Like, do you really think that, like, all of a sudden everybody's going to get hot and the veteran guys are going to get hot and then you're going to be able to move them? I mean, at some point you're like, but I don't know. I don't know what their threshold is. I know from talking with Mark Kotze every single week, he's out of patience. Like, but I don't know what the patience is for the front office. We won't know until the moves are made. But we know the moves will be made.
Litmus Diaz can't hit now. Tony Kemp can't hit. You put Denzel Clark or you put Lawrence Butler out there in right field with J.J. Bladé and Ruiz. Everybody's worried about Ruiz playing center. He's going to get better. And Joe Rudy took a long time, but he got better and got to be a great left fielder. This is just – let's put him out there. And if you put Denzel Clark or Lawrence Butler out there with the other two, that's the fastest outfield in baseball. Let's go play some defense, or let's get on the road to starting to put a really good team together. Let's put bridges over at third base, and let's just, like you say, rip it off, and let's start going forward.
Yeah, I remember having a great conversation with Jim Leland, the legendary manager, about that, a guy who Mark Kotze just praised when he played for him. And I said, Jim, you know, you got some really good young players. If you bring them up and they don't do well, you worried about when you send them down? He goes, no, because if they're legit, they'll go down, figure it out, and they'll be back. If they're not legit, they won't figure it out, and they won't. It's that simple.
Yes.
So this whole, like, treating everybody like they're so fragile, and, oh, my God, if we bring them up and it doesn't work, and what will we do? It's like, no, bring them up. Give them an opportunity. They struggle really bad. God knows there's one place you can send every hitter if he's really struggling. It's called Las Vegas, Nevada. Because I think even I could come out of retirement and put up some type of numbers in Las Vegas.
But even David Force said that day, if you remember, sending those four from Midland to Vegas, you know, the metrics for the hitting down there isn't gonna improve or do anything for them.
Correct.
So bringing them right to the A's from Midland, and when they come here to Corpus Christi, it's hot and it's humid. When you see them hit a ball and you hit a home run here, you've earned it. It's not some wind-aided or dry area. You have to hit one. And all four of those guys just smashed the ball. It's time.
Well, it's one of the horrible – thank you for the phone call, Mike. It's one of the horrible things about our sport is that you will deny people the opportunity based on future contracts. It's just it's hard to believe. But that's what happens with our game. People are worried, and I'm not saying we're doing that right now. I'm just being general with what happens in the game of baseball. The fact that you don't want to bring guys up for a certain time because you don't want to start that clock. And it's the way they've designed our game, which is a shame. Because it should be whenever somebody you think can help you win, you bring them up and play them. Like, just to give you an idea of how ridiculous Major League Baseball is. I'm going to throw this at you, and I just want you to think about it. This would be like the Chicago Bulls drafting Michael Jordan out of North Carolina and hardly playing him because you're worried about starting his free agent contract. Like, you just go, that's stupid. That would never happen. I know. Stupid. You're going to draft Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out of UCLA, the most dominant player in basketball, pros or college, and you're not going to play him because you're worried about when he becomes a free agent. Peyton Manning coming out of the University of Tennessee. Indianapolis is going to be like, nope, we're not going to play him. John Elway coming out of Stanford, not going to play him. Worried about when he's going to be a free agent. You say these names. I mean, obviously I'm using the extreme greats, right? You say their names, you go, that's stupid. You'd never do that. Oh, in baseball, we would. In baseball, we would draft Michael Jordan and keep him from the big leagues as long as we could until so we could stunt his free agency. That's our game's design. And it's not these front office guys' fault. Like, these rules were – we got a lot of guys in the front office are not – they're not old guys. This stuff was collectively bargained years before them. Like – this was collectively bargained well before David Force was ever general manager of the A's. Like, I could just, knowing David the way I do, I know if I asked David, David would be like, I have no control over it. I didn't, no, you don't. But it's the way the game is. And it's smart business to not pay a guy, especially in a season that doesn't matter. I understand it. I hate it. But when you're 12-48, you're not going to rush anybody to start anybody's clocks. Why would you do that? I mean, you've got news out of Nevada saying a new ballpark in Vegas wouldn't be till 2028 anyway. Who knows? If that falls through and then Oakland, I mean, who knows? So why would you start a guy's clock now? See, when you listen to this show, I think of everything in baseball terms. I'm a baseball guy. I'm not politics. I've never run for office. I've never covered politics. I'm not an elected official. I'm not a lobbyist. I don't know that stuff. I talk baseball. So I think of everything in terms of baseball. I understand. Do I want to start really Soderstrom's clock, Geloff's clock, Clark, Butler? Do I want to start any of these guys' clocks knowing that there's no new stadium at the very best, 2028? So I get it. But then I have to say to myself, but I still have to do a show every night, right? I've got to do talk shows, post-game shows, pre-game shows. I've got to talk about this. I just can't sit here and say, well, the rules of baseball and the front offices, you can do it once, but you just can't do it over and over again. So we have to sit here and go, yeah, I'd like to see these kids. And it's going to be a tough situation. There's tough calls that are coming right now. They know it, and I know it. I don't have to call David Force to know tough decisions are coming. They're coming. And there might be, and I hate to say this, there might be tough decisions with the staff. There might be some tough decisions. Once again, when you're not competitive and people aren't getting better, that's not a good look. It's not. And it's just June 3rd. That's why you listen to this program. You're going to get the real here. I think we're all going to admit the sticky stuff is shtick and some humor. And we need humor and we need to laugh. There's no question. But day in and day out, when you're 12 and 48, it's not going to work. And unfortunately, there's going to be some tough decisions. That's how every business works. You guys, everybody out there listening right now, you work for somebody. When things aren't going well, does everything stay status quo? No. Why would that happen in baseball? Let's go to Lucas in Australia. It's Sunday. I'm going to say it's like Sunday morning in Australia.
It is Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And nice. I got up at 6 a.m. to listen to this this game this morning, and I'm thinking, it's Sunday and I could have slept in, but no, I got up and listened to it. And
wait a minute. You got up out of bed to listen to this game today?
Well, we're all suffering, but I thought I'll listen to the game. I knew it started at 6, so I'll listen to the game. So I set my alarm to go off at 6 on a Sunday morning.
Oh, Mike. Oh, sounds horrible.
And yeah, it was not good. It's one of those times that I'm glad that I can't see it. So I can sort of walk away from the radio for a bit and then come back and you go, oh, you got to be kidding.
I mean, I was miserable getting up at 9 a.m. today. You got up at 6.
Yeah, not on a work day.
Oh, bad idea, my friend. Bad idea.
It was. So I won't be I get up early Mondays anyway for work, but I definitely won't be getting up at 3 to listen to the game tomorrow. Because those day games on the East Coast start at 3 a.m. for me.
So we kick it off tomorrow, 10:40. What time will that be tomorrow? That'll be Monday at what time?
3?
I highly advise do not get up for that.
Well, my alarm goes off at 4:30 for work, so it'll be about the third or fourth inning.
4:30? Oh, God.
Yeah, I started at 6, so.
Well, by the time you get to work, the game will be, who knows what the game will be. You never know. Like today's game, we had a pitch clock, right? Today's game was 3 hours. Can you imagine if we didn't have a pitch clock?
Oh, it'd be still going. Yeah, it's a rough season, but, you know, and like you say, they're not going to bring these guys up because of the free agency stuff, and, yeah, that's not going to change, which is a shame that some people would rather win. Some people just like to save a bit of money at this time.
Yeah, it's, you know, all that stuff's out of our control. It's been collectively bargained between the owners and the players. The economic system has been set up the way it's set up, and I will always say, my God, how stupid they were years ago when they had a chance to break the players and break the players' union, and they sacrificed the World Series. They should have done it then, and then you'd have a sport with a salary cap now, and you'd be more like the NFL and the NBA, and then you wouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. I mean, if you had a salary cap, you wouldn't be doing this stuff. If you had a salary cap, you would get your best players up here as fast as possible, especially in a rebuild.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, because and when's the next bargaining agreement? Another 2 years?
3 years.
Oh, 3 years, yeah. And by that time, the players will be even stronger, so it's going to be even harder to get a salary cap.
It's just the whole thing's a mess. The whole thing. I mean, it's like, and now it's going to be owners fighting owners. It's a system that's not probably long-term sustainable.
No, not at all.
And there could be some ugly stuff that's going to come up. All right, Lucas, call me tomorrow after you got to get up super early.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 3 years away from that, but this next one, if you thought we had a little lockout this last time, oh, man. Because now, really, the fight is between owners. And there's a lot of owners, and that's something that, God, I really don't want to get into this, but that is something that when a lot of stuff's being said on Twitter now, and a lot of stuff being said, like, I can't believe the other owners. Remember, there's 11 owners who have a payroll under $100 million this year. 11. There's a lot of owners that were not happy. They had to agree because they wanted to get their money, but there's a lot of owners that weren't happy with this last CBA. That's why I tell you, don't believe the crap you see on Twitter. These people don't know. You'd be very surprised how many owners are looking around and are not thrilled with the way baseball is going and what's happening with the players. There's a lot. And you'll see it in three seasons. When that season ends, you wait. Mark my words. All the stuff that I just kind of throw out there, you'll start to see it. Everybody in our world right now acts like all the owners think, like the Yankees and the Mets and the Dodgers and the Padres. It's not the case. Not the case at all. There's more owners that think like John Fisher than you think. That's not going to be very popular in our fan base right now. I understand it, but in 3 years, you'll know. You'll know what I'm saying. That's why I stay off Twitter. That's why I really don't talk about this stuff. But there's reality, and there's Twitter. But as we know, on Twitter, we all go to what we want to hear. Right? That's why we follow certain people and don't follow others. We follow people we want to hear, the information we want to get. But there's start of the year, a lot of people didn't know that. There's a lot of teams, payrolls under $100 million. And everybody's been getting pretty decent-sized checks. They're just showing you they're not happy. There is a big riff that's not being talked about between more of the owners at the bottom versus the owners at the top. There's a big rift between them. It'll come to a head, but it's going to be some years. All right, the number 833-625-2278. A's with the loss 12-1. They're now 12-48. They've lost 13 straight on the road. Your phone calls and more next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Hit a home run with a low-rate personal loan from First United Credit Union. Their personal loans feature rates as low as 7.99% APR, and you can use the funds however you want. Plus, you could earn $100 when you apply and open a loan with promo code ATHLETICS. For more information or to apply, visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch today.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep, hit a ton, hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty. Who do we got as a caller? Who am I missing? George, welcome to the A's Clubhouse Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Tommy, how are you doing over there? I hear your voice. You sound really, really down right now.
You know what? I am down right now. I can't hide it.
Okay.
I hate losing.
So, I know. But so, you know, everybody's talking about 2024. So the way I see it, what are we going to do with this season now, 2023?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm telling you. The only way I could see this long season, to make something positive out of this long season, you need to think fun, you need to think cheap, and you need to figure out where are these quick Band-Aids. Fun, cheap, and quick Band-Aids.
Fun, cheap, quick. Well, the fun and cheap to me are all the guys in the minor league system.
Speaking of the minor leagues, there is a minor leaguer who I want the A's to grab.
Okay, you got somebody outside the organization.
Yes, but it's kind of tricky to get them, but it's possible.
Okay, I got nothing. Hey, at 12-48, I've got nothing to lose.
Okay. Since the A's have plenty of batters batting under 200.
Yeah,
I think this one player in the Texas Rangers minor leagues with the Round Rock Express might be fun to have as a fun, cheap, quick Band-Aid.
All right.
But the problem is he's against, you know, your age limit of 28. He's actually 31 years old.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. You want to get older?
You
want to get older? What's his name?
You know you love him old.
Oh my God! How old? Who is he?
His name is. He used to play for the Pirates. His name is Yoshitomo Sugo.
Okay, and now Yoshitomo what?
Sugo. Sugo is spelled T-S-U-T-S-U-G-O. And the key thing with him is if you get pitchers out there who pitch under 95 miles an hour, he can possibly swing for the fences and hit it. But if it's going under over 95, sit him on the bench.
Yoshi Tsugo.
Tsugo. He used to be a Pirate. And he can bat under 200 for you. He can play a little bit of first, a little bit DH, and a little bit third. He was a good player in Japan, but in the big leagues, this is power ball. He can't hit pitches over 95.
Well, that's kind of a problem because everybody throws 95 or more.
I know. Yeah.
So where is he right now? Where is he right now?
He's with the Wraparound Express, AAA. Wraparound Express with the Rangers.
Oh, God, he was terrible in Pittsburgh.
You know you want him.
Oh,
you know
my
you
God.
Want him.
Like,
you need him.
Okay, so in Tampa, in 1 year, okay, this is 1 year. So
yeah.
His first year in Tampa, 51 games, he hits .197.
Ooh, right? He almost got out of 200.
All right, then the next, it sounds like an Oakland A already. All right.
Perfect for this year.
Oh, my God. He could hit third. All right. 2021, he starts out in Tampa hitting .167. Then he goes to the Dodgers, .120.
Oh.
Then he finishes in Pittsburgh. Wait a minute. Get ready. He might win a batting title. He hit .268. And then last year with the last year with the Pirates, 50 games, he had .171.
Uh-huh. Sounds like an Oakland A to me.
Well, how's he doing in Round Rock?
Rangers.
How's he doing in Round Rock right now?
He probably batted like what, .250 or .240 or somewhere on this. Or I don't know.
I'm gonna look.
He needs to be on the West Coast. You could cheer him up with his podcast here.
All right, hold on, Round Rock. Let's see what he's doing, because I might.
Home run, we got to have a Japanese lesson.
I'm willing to buy here.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Word. You're the leader of the band.
Are you ready? We got to get this guy. He's on fire.
There
he's
you
hitting.
Go.
He's hitting .230. He's hitting .232.
Yeah. Fun, cheap, quick band aid. Perfect for the Oakland A's in 2023.
Yeah, he's in AAA right now.
He's close. We have quadruple A right here. Bring him up.
He's hitting .232, 3 home runs, 20 RBIs. He's got a 756 OPS. Sounds like an Oakland A already.
Bingo.
31 years old, has no batting average. Sign him up.
Sign him up. Minor league contract. Bring him over.
Steal him
from the Rangers.
Call the Rangers right. Call Chris Young and the Rangers right now.
Don't want them. We'll take them.
Hey. Mark Kotze and Bruce Bochy are buddies. Kotze played for Bochy. Kotze's got to get on the horn now and say that nobody you got at AAA, he's got to be ours.
He's got to be ours. Send him to Oakland.
I like it. I'm in.
Okay. All right, Sally.
Hey, man, you sold me. You sold me. That's how desperate I am. I'll take this.
Thank you, Johnny.
You have a great evening.
You too, Johnny. Thank you.
Uh-huh. .232? You kidding me? 3 bombs? Sounds like an Oakland A already. Here is the manager, Mark Kotze, after this loss.
Yeah, you know, Luis, this is a big day for him. You know, he's from the Dominican. He's a young kid. Had a lot of family here, I'm sure, and you know the emotion's going to be there, and I think it got the best of him today. He came out, he's been able to throw strikes pretty consistently in his starts here with us, and today you could just see the lack of command and just lack of feel, and there was a lot of emotion out there. So young man, it's challenging. It's challenging for that type of experience to happen. I'm sure he's, feeling it as well. In terms of just the line, the four walks and inability to really just throw his off-speed pitches, in close to the zone to get some swing and miss. The Marlins took advantage of just, having him come over the plate with his fastball, and they did a good job.
So you could really see this difference today, basically pitching here.
I think for him, it was a big day, and he's had some good outings for us, where he's pitching in the sixth inning, and today he just didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there Luis Arraez is obviously, he's at close to 400.
Yeah.
What's making him so tough?
Well, I mean, he's just a professional hitter. He controls the strike zone. You can tell every at bat, with two strikes, he's not panicked. He's one of the best in the game right now, and he's at the top of the order, and the results are there, and they're consistent. There's been a lot of teams not able to get him out this year.
Their young starter, he had a lead. How much do you think that helps, obviously?
Yeah, it helps. I mean, you got to, like you said, you get a young starter out there and you give him a little cushion. He can breathe a little bit. We offensively the last 2 days have been challenged. The changeup's a real pitch. Marlins throw it well, and again they used it well today. They used his breaking ball well, and you tip your cap.
You had traffic. You got runners on. It's just a frustration of not getting the key hit that would get through.
Offensively, we can get some hits, but we string a few together, not consistently. So the confidence in the lineup right now, offense is contagious, hitting's contagious. There later in the game, I thought we had better at-bats than we did early. So you focus on those better at-bats and prepare for tomorrow.
All righty, we'll get you ready for tomorrow morning's action next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Calling all kids. It's Kids Cheer Free all summer long. Bring your kids ages 14 and under to the ballpark on Sunday home games for free. After cheering on your green and gold, race around the bases with Stomper on the same field that your favorite A's players do.
In the fifth inning, a swing and a high fly ball, deep left center field. Fletcher is back. He's at the wall. It's a grand slam for Ryan Noda.
Get your tickets now at athletics.com/kidsfree. That's athletics.com/kidsfree.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good. But it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th-hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
When Northern California businesses need some pop in their lineup, they call the bank rooted in the East Bay, Mechanics Bank. Since 1905, Mechanics Bank has been helping Bay Area and Northern California businesses find success and perform at the top of their game. See how they can make a difference in your business today. Call or stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Chevron with Techron has unbeatable engine cleaning power, and it gives you unbeatable mileage for all kinds of unbeatable destinations, like time in the sun at the beach, or time in the sun riding roller coasters, or a day in the sun hiking mountains. Well, probably just one mountain would be enough for a day, but hiking a mountain is still an unbeatable choice for how to spend time. Download the Chevron app now to get unbeatable mileage at locations near you.
At Simply Safe, we design award-winning security to protect every inch of your home. It's easy to set up yourself, and now there's an even easier option. Have an expert do it for you with Simply Safe Pro Install. Always protecting, never a contract. Two easy installation options, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Get 20% off any new system with interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
0-2 lined into right. That's going to get home a run on one bounce in front of Sanchez. One run is in. Laureano is home. The shutout is gone. The A's score for the first time at South Florida this weekend, and it's a 9-1 game. Langoliers is 25th run batted in.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty, time to take a look at the scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Right now it's 2-2 Sox and Rays. In the top of the eighth inning, they played earlier today at Fenway, and Boston won game one of the double dip, 8-5. Top of the sixth, Minnesota leads Cleveland 2-1. Yankees beat up on the Dodgers yesterday, and they lead them once again down Chavez Ravine in the fifth, 4-1. Later on tonight, Baltimore at San Francisco, and Chicago at San Diego, Atlanta at Arizona. Finals. You got White Sox beat Detroit 2-1, a final in 10. Pirates over the Cardinals 4-3. And it was Texas all over Seattle 16-6. The Rangers offense, wow. Great play in this, by the way. You got to see it. I've only saw it briefly. Jonah Heim, a runner, I believe it was first and third, Runner stealing from first to second. Jonah Heim, I don't know, he throws it and it goes right into the ground. I don't know if it hit the batter or whatever. And it basically is like a ground ball right to shortstop. Shortstop picks it up. I think it's Seager. And he guns the runner who now from third is trying to score. It's the oddest play and throw out at home that you'll see. Really bizarre. I know they had it on MLB.com. I only got to see it real quick before I came on. But it was Texas 16, Seattle 6, and it was Philadelphia 4, Washington 2, Houston over L.A., the Angels again at home 9-6. Colorado beat Kansas City 6-4. Toronto over the Mets 2-1, and the Brew Crew, they beat the Reds 10-8. What's on deck presented by Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. 10 a.m. That's what we got. We're going to get you rolling with Mark Kotze tomorrow at 10 a.m. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron. Jordan McPherson, Marlins beat writer, will join Alex Jensen from the Miami Herald, and Tommy Everidge will join Vince Catronio. And then first pitch, Blackburn, Alcantara, two righties, two all-stars. Tomorrow, 10:40, first pitch. 10 a.m. A's Total Access, 10:40, first pitch. So do whatever you got to do in the morning. Whatever you got to take care of, 10 a.m., A's Cast, A's Radio Network, 10 a.m. we start, 10:40, first pitch. Thank you, everybody, for sticking around tonight. I know it was tough. 3 hours and 1 minute of not very good baseball as the Athletics lose to the Marlins 12-1. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Saturday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Now the pitch to Mathias. It's swung on and missed, and the A's have won it. Improbable, but a great win for the A's.
On the run is Ozuna. He's at the wall. It carries, and it will go. Opposite field home run for Seth Brown.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's Cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Hits the right field and shallow. A trio of A's kept going out. Makes an unbelievable circus catch. And Adele goes back to second. A leaping, diving play by Tony Kemp.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.